So we're talking with Melanie Trimble, who is the chapter director for the New York Civil Liberties Union. And they recently put out a report for the Capital Region chapter looking at some of the federal data for out-of-school suspension rates for students. So, Melanie, what were some of the things that you found?
Well, most of the larger school districts in the area, by the data that we received, are being disciplined at a much higher rate than their students of color are being disciplined at a much higher rate than their white counterparts, sometimes three times as much, seven times as much. And because the disparities were so stark, we felt it was important to gather the data, do an analysis, and send this analysis of the data to the school districts. We cover eight counties from Warren and Washington down to Columbia and Greene, and there are 75 school districts within that catchment area. So we have sent them the data along with recommendations on what they might be able to do to work on decreasing the disparities in disciplinary action against students of color. One of the strong recommendations is that they take a very close look at the Safe and Supportive Schools Act that is in front of the New York State Legislature this legislative session. And the provisions in that have a lot of suggestions and a lot of recommendations for school districts that may help them decrease those disparities in disciplinary action.
Now, from my brief reading of the news article, this is not the first time that this issue has been, you know, sort of flagged as a problem. And has there been prior responses from the school districts or efforts to try to curb the issue?
There are some school districts that have demonstrated some effort to work on the disparity. And we hope that when the next set of statistics come out, next set of data comes out, that we might be able to take a look and see that some of those school districts that were actively working on a reduction of those discrepancies show some progress. And then we would use those examples in school districts to try and get other school districts to step up and pay attention. If we can get school districts who have great disparities to reduce those, that's excellent. We want to use whatever we can discover in actual practice to recommend to other school districts who have not made the effort or have failed at whatever they are attempting to do to decrease the discrepancies.
With the recent statistics, obviously just came out recently, but even looking at prior situations, do the school districts provide any explanation as to why, you know, they think that there's such a disparity in the suspension rates for, you know, students of color?
Well, we haven't gone directly to the school districts to talk about why. We're certainly inviting them to come and talk to us. We would be willing to sit down and talk about any kind of solutions that might exist out there. So that's part of it. It's just sort of putting a mirror in front of the school district's face to say, here is what you have done. Are you willing to work with us or work with any agency to try and alleviate the damage that's being done to students of color in schools? So it's really just a conversation starter, and one that we really feel is necessary. We will be following up with school districts to first make sure that they've all received the report, and secondly, to talk about what they want to do, and if we're able to help them, we'll set up some kind of continuing relationship with them.
Were there any particular school districts that stood out as problematic, or even school districts that perhaps stood out as somebody that seems to have, you know, adequately be dealing with the situation?
Well, some of the smaller school districts that have very, very low student of color populations do not have disparities in disciplinary action, and so we applaud those. We did send the report to those school districts as well because we felt it was important that they see how they compare to the other school districts in the area. But most of the larger school districts have really troubling disparities, and those school districts usually are better funded and have higher populations of students of color, and so we feel that those are the ones that we really need to focus on to set an example to the rest of the counties in New York State. I mean, we only covered the eight counties. I can't imagine what else is in the statistics for New York State statewide.
Now, this is a statistic, so you probably don't really have many, you know, particular cases, but, you know, in the past, have you know, particular situations been brought to the Civil Liberty Union's attention about the issue of school suspension or how students are being of color being treated in the school districts?
We often get complaints from parents who believe that their child is being unfairly or more heavily dealt with in a disciplinary manner than their white counterparts. But those are discrete. They're from, you know, very varied school districts and not actions that we can say were pervasive. So, you know, it's very hard to target a school district when it's one parent calling about their own student and their child. And so we try and respond to the school districts every time we get one of those types of complaints and work with them, particularly through the DASA, you know, the legislation that was passed a few years ago to protect the interests of students in disciplinary actions as well. And that has been somewhat successful, but we certainly think that the Safe and Supportive Schools Act would be more comprehensive, would ask that school districts actually, you know, make certain efforts and put certain programs in place to prevent that kind of bias.
Do you want to maybe elaborate a little bit more either on the, you know, present school proposal that's being considered or other recommendations that may have been, you know, highlighted?
Yeah, well, we think that, you know, you want to protect students' equal opportunity in school. We want to make sure that the school environment is safe and supportive. Of course, that's the name of the legislation. And there are other aspects of it. We know that a problem exists, and we know that it has to be a statewide solution, and so we're looking at the Safe and Supportive Schools Act, and I would encourage anybody that is interested in what is in it to look it up. It's I can give you the numbers. The Senate bill is 0767, and the Assembly bill is 1981.
So if you're, you know, one of our listeners is either a parent or a school board member, you know, what can they do in their individual school district to, you know, examine and address any potential problems?
It would be very good if parents are interested, they should go directly to the superintendent and talk to them about the report, perhaps even appearing at a school board meeting and highlighting what's in the data analysis and really questioning what the school district intends to do in order to reduce these disparities. And it would be great if individual parents would do that, because school districts do tend to listen to the parents whose children are immediately involved in the situation.
Okay. Got about a minute left or so. Is there any other major issues that the Civil Liberties Union is hoping the legislature deals with before they go home for the summer?
Well, everybody's talking about legalization of marijuana, and our position is that there are many people that have been arrested and detained for low-level marijuana use, and if we could legalize that substance and work on the criminal disparities that exist. I mean, people of color are often way over-arrested and over-incarcerated, and we want to make sure that the legislation, if we legalize marijuana, that we look back and make up for what's happened in our criminal justice system during this war on drugs.
And we've been talking with Melanie Trimble, the chapter director of the Capital Region Chapter of the New York Civil Liberties Union, and their website is www.nyclu.org, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.